Hi. This week the question is, what does the Bible say about transgenderism? Transgender means having changed gender identity from male to female or from female to male. What does the Bible say about this? In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I'm reading verses 9 and 10. The Bible says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." End quote. Notice two terms in this passage that relates to our question this week. First, the word homosexuals. These are people who have sex with those of the same gender. And also the word sodomites. These are men who dress and act like women. This passage is plain enough. Those practicing such things, according to this passage, are sinning. Please notice the difference between being tempted and practicing sin. Someone may be tempted with homosexual or transgender activity, but they do not actually perform those acts. And when they are simply tempted without performing, they are not sinning. Being tempted is not sinful. Even Jesus was tempted, but he never committed any sin. See Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Those who are tempted and give in to the temptation have sinned. And unless they get forgiveness, they cannot inherit the kingdom of God, the Bible says. That means they can't be saved on the judgment day. Here is good news, however. Those who have sinned in these ways can receive forgiveness, provided that they repent and seek forgiveness on God's terms. Notice 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. The Bible says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Some of the members of the church at Corinth had practiced homosexuality and transgenderism in the past before they became Christians, but they repented and were baptized for the remission of their sins, Acts 2, verse 38. When they did this, they were forgiven of all of their sins and they stood justified before God. Now, our society today is asking that we treat transgenderism differently than any other abnormality. This is inconsistent and irrational. Let me illustrate. Suppose a young lady was suffering from the eating disorder anorexia. When someone has anorexia, they look in a mirror and they imagine that they see nothing but obesity and fat. Now, suppose a young lady was suffering from this mental disorder. She's 5'2" and weighs 98 pounds. She's starving herself to death. And she looks in the mirror and she thinks that she's obese and she needs to lose more weight. Now, what should we do? Should we sympathize with her and agree with her? Should we put our arm around her and say, "You know, you're right. You are fat, and you need to lose more weight"? Should we do this? Of course not. We should try to help her to see that she is not thinking rationally, and we should try to help her see things as they really are. So likewise, when a man thinks he's a woman, we should not put our arm around this person and sympathize and agree and say, "You know, you're right. You're a woman trapped inside of a man's body." No, instead we should try to help this person to see things the way they really are. This person needs help to break away from a tremendous mental disorder. Do you realize that the suicide rate of transgender people is 41%? That's more than twice the suicide rate of any other group. Now, we are not helping people with transgender issues by sympathizing with them in their transgender mentality. These people need help to see themselves as they really are. They do not need surgery or sympathy to further their unrealistic thinking. There is hope in Christ for forgiveness and transformed living, but there is no hope in sin, denial, and misconceptions. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. Willofthelord.com. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.